It's safe to say that no member of Congress from Wisconsin has had an introduction like this one, at least not in public.
The dynamic, the vivacious, the articulate, the intelligent, and the bad sister known as Congresswoman-elect, the Honorable Gwen Moore.
Moore becomes the first African-American from Wisconsin to be elected to Congress. A community-organized send-off for Moore yesterday included a ceremonial swearing-in done by Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Lewis Butler, who's the first black on the state's high court. Governor Jim Doyle noted the changing racial landscape of Wisconsin politics.
I think all of us share this view. Lewis Butler swearing in Gwen Moore, it's about time.
But Moore made a point of running a multicultural, inclusive election campaign, and yesterday's event featured speeches or performances from blacks, Latinos, whites, Native Americans, and the Hmong, as well as religious messages from Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, and Jewish clergy. Moore says she's been preparing all her life to represent a diverse constituency.
When I was growing up at 1023 North 17th Street, I was proud of the fact that I knew the difference between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. I knew the difference.
But then Moore made a blunt promise that few politicians of any race dare to make.
This is here where I am pledging my fidelity, my virtue, the best that I have to offer.
Moore is a Democrat and will have political minority status in the GOP-dominated Congress. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who saw Republicans take over Capitol Hill during his time there, insists Moore won't disappear.
Certainly it's a partisan world out there, but she is good enough that she will certainly have the opposition voice well stated. And that's what's needed in a democracy, is someone who can make the powerful arguments on the other side.
Several corporations and lobbyists may think Moore will have some clout. They're paying for a reception for her in Washington after tomorrow's official swearing in. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.